This morning, I was thinking, Eric, I was reminiscing on times when you and I would talk together in coffee shops rather than save everything we had to say for each other to make sure it was on the air. And this was probably in the summer at a coffee shop here in Asheville. And we very confidently said to each other that Asheville was a glorious hideaway from climate change. We were very convinced of this, that we weren't on the coast, so we weren't going to be flooded, that we're not in an earthquake region, and that there weren't smoky seasons from burning, and that we recognized at the time that there was a premium in Asheville of real estate, or a premium on your patience for dealing with all the retirees now moving here, that it was an embedded insurance policy that you could be in Asheville and go, all right, the world might crumble into the sea or get smoked out or have earthquakes, and Asheville will be safe.
Yeah, well, I don't think we were the only two that were in agreement with that. I think a lot of folks in Asheville thought that as well, and Mother Earth proved us wrong on that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I have to say to our audience, who probably can tell that I'm smelling a little better than I have on past shows. Mm. In fact, one of the early shows after the storm, there was all this static over the air, and I convinced DJ Eric Maddox that my smell was so bad that it was going across the airwaves. He did not believe me, but I thought that was kind of the case. But I went to one of those Red Cross. It's basically a refugee center, no matter what they call it. They call it a community care or whatever. But that's where I shower every 2 to 3 days. I take my little pail and I go there and I shower. And the first time I went to it, soon after the storm, and I went, took my daughter, and I was pretty shaken up when I did it, of just, you know, get out of the car, and it kind of hits me that, hey, look, I'll deal with anything. I'm not that special. But you think about, you know, I've worked fairly hard and made a lot of concessions in life to make sure my daughter would have a level of safety, and I had never imagined that I'd be taking her to a Red Cross refugee center to go to the bathroom and to get a Wi-Fi signal and to take a hot shower with water that had been trucked in from probably 50 or 100 miles away.
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't.
Yeah, and I was there. I was clearly, like, you know, I my body language suggested I froze up a bit. And the Red Cross guy, God bless him, he says to me, "It gets easier." Like, that's all he said. He said it gets easier, because he could see it was my first time there. And it has gotten easier, you know. Can kind of make a joke about going there today. It's been 6 or 7 weeks since the storm devastated Asheville, and I'm still going off site to take showers and all that. And you know, you could say it gets easier. It gets easier, but you also think, are there things that I really want to routinize and to become easier and ingrain? I'm getting pretty immune to just seeing silt all over the ground and chopped up trees and buildings that have been knocked over. And I don't think that's healthy really to normalize, but I don't know what the alternative is to that.
Well, I'll say this. I used to run along the Greenway from New Belgium all the way down to French Broad Outfitters, and a lot of those parks have been destroyed, and I haven't run through that area. But in the last week, I did. And it's just different when you're looking out. And I think some of that is not to get used to it, mm-hmm. but it's to adjust to it and realize that in your brain, things are different. And I think it helps to not necessarily normalize. It's not really normalizing it. It's confronting it, mm-hmm. and not hiding from it, and going, okay, this is where I am. This is where I am today. This is what the landscape is today, and I'm gonna embrace it and use it and be a part of it and change it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. My kickoff song. A lot of people have problems finding it,
okay,
because they think the song is called "It's So Groovy Now," but it is not. It is actually called "Reach Out of the Darkness." And it is by Friend and Lover.